The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Sokusi Biya. Very good morning to you, Soku. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much to you joining at home 51 minutes past 5. For more of Sokusi Biya's stories, you can visit at her website or their website, which is www.africa.com, or go to DSTV channel. I'm so used to saying DSTV channel now. Can you imagine that? But Soku, nonetheless, getting into Africa, though, let's talk about two African countries that are learning how to forgive.
Yes, you know, these are countries who've come from a very dark past or are going through a very tough time. One of them is Nigeria, with what's been happening in the north of the country with Boko Haram. You find that many children have been orphaned, displaced due to the attacks that have been happening there. But last week I spoke to you about a man called Zana Mustafa, who had received an award for his work that he does with Boko Haram. Now, the work that he does is that he basically has started a school in Maiduguri where he teaches kids who've been orphaned by Boko Haram. What's also been happening is that some of the children of members of Boko Haram attend these schools. And in these classes, he teaches them forgiveness. Because imagine, you are in a class with the kids of whose parents have basically killed your parents, and you now have to learn to forgive each other, to learn tolerance, to learn and to understand each other. And that's what he does. He teaches them that because, you know, sometimes maybe you can't do much with the parents, but when you teach the children, you're hoping that the next generation now comes up having more forgiveness, having more tolerance. And that's what he does, and this is why he won the award. Another country that's doing the same thing is Rwanda. They have reconciliation villages, and in these reconciliation villages, it's mostly people who, in the genocide, you find other people who basically were your perpetrators. So you find Hutus and Tutsis living together in the same neighborhood, relying on each other. And it's that whole thing that you need to build each other up. I think many models are taken from what South Africa has also gone through as a country in terms of when you live together, when you share together, you end up understanding each other and hopefully do not repeat what led to the first time around when the oppression and the violence happened. And I think such stories need to be commended because forgiveness is a great thing. It helps with regards to reconciliation, integration, and hopefully building a united state as well. And, you know, we have to always thank the people who come up with these ideas because they are good ideas. They're not easy, but we need to award them and always, you know, give them a pat on the back when you hear such initiatives.
So I have to, you know, coming from me as an individual who tries in everything I do to see the positives, and no matter how negative a situation is, I always try to see the positives, but I will also admit that I'm one vindictive individual. I'm very, very vindictive. And so, you know, I really believe that asking someone to forgive is one of the hardest things you can ask from an individual. So how do you teach someone to forgive? And you're not just teaching anyone, you're teaching someone that has, you know, it's easy to slap me and ask for forgiveness, but you've taken my family, I'm orphaned. How do you teach someone to forgive?
This is why you need to follow people like Zana Mustafa and find out what is the messaging that you are giving to these children. Because, you know, the famous quote, as we've always said, with Tatu Mandela, is that people are taught how to hate, so they can be taught how to love. And that's how the forgiveness starts as well. Once we start identifying what we actually have in common, same fears that we have, it becomes easier, I guess. I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you do it. And this is why I say, when you find places where they are doing this, you want to follow them more, find out how are they doing it, and see where you can apply it in your own life.
Thank you so much, Soku Sibiya. Thank you once again, always. Forgiveness. Ish, yeah. Soku, very good morning to you. Thank you so much. Do enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.